And there, after his death, they had continued to lead their remote and gentle lives, untouched by the happenings of the great world. The salt-laden wind buffeted them, dashed strands of hair stingingly across their faces, and swirled their skirts around them, as they leaned over the stout stone parapet their father had built along the edge of the cliff, and drank in the beauty of the morning. The eastern sky was clear of clouds, and the eastern sea tossed a fierce silver under the sun, and gradually deepened into frosted green, which changed in the west into the deep ocean blue. And the Atlantic heaved and sobbed after its turmoil of the day before. Miss Ursula pointed to the gilt-edged clouds in the west and likened them to angels' thrones, which was a pretty conceit. Miss Whittington derived a suggestion of Pentecostal flames from the golden flashes of the seagulls' wings. Then she referred to the appetite they would have for breakfast. To this last observation, Miss Ursula did not reply, as she was leaning over the parapet intent on something in the cove below. Presently, she clutched her sister's arm. "Janet, look down there. The black thing, what is it?" Miss Whittington's gaze followed the pointing finger. At the foot of the rocks that edged the gorge sprawled a thing checkered, black and white. "I do believe it's a man."
"A drowned man! Oh, poor fellow! Oh, Janet, how dreadful!"
She turned brown, compassionate eyes on her sister, who continued to peer keenly at the helpless figure below.
"Do you think he's dead, Janet?"
"The sensible thing would be to go down and see," replied Miss Whittington. It was by no means the first dead man cast up by the waves that they had stumbled upon during their long sojourn on this wild coast, where wrecks and founderings and loss of men's lives at sea were commonplace happenings. They were dealing with the sadly familiar, and though their gentle hearts throbbed hard as they made for the gorge and sped quickly down the ragged, rocky path, they set about their task as a matter of course. Miss Ursula reached the sand first and walked over to the body, which lay on a low shelf of rock. Then she turned with a glad cry.
"Janet, he's alive! He's moaning! Come quickly!"
And as Janet joined her,
"Did you ever see such a beautiful face in your life?"
"We should have brought some brandy," said Miss Whittington. But as she bent over the unconscious form,